Today is the 25th of January. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is a pleasure to have you here with me on this really cold -2 or -3 day. It is freezing over in the UK, so guys, please make sure that you are wrapped up warm. But with that said, next week Friday is the call, and if you still want to be a part of it, sorry, I don't know why I lost my voice, but if you still want to be a part of it, you can still purchase streaming tickets on my Instagram page at JC May. But with all that said, let's continue in the line of worship and let's pick up from where we left off. And our verse of the day comes from 1 Peter 2:19, and it says this: "For it is commendable if someone bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because they are conscious of God." As a holy and merciful Father, please bless your children today who suffer pain and hardship while displaying the grace of Jesus. Whether these problems are because of persecution or because of life's difficulties, we pray that you strengthen our brothers and sisters who are suffering. But Father, we know the only permanent answer for this suffering is for Jesus to return. So please send him soon. In the name of his coming, we pray. Amen. Your presence is all we need. Your presence is what we desire. Lift your voice and say, "Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen." Hey.
I want your spirit to overcome me. Oh, 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 this is what I long for, God, to be overcome by your presence. I want to be overcome. I want to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence to overcome me. Oh, mandara baseke terebo shandara, yindere bo shandara Come flood my house. Come flood my mind. Come flood my heart, God.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Father, I want to be more aware. I want to be sensitive in your presence, God. I want to be more aware of your presence, of your spirit. I want to hear you. I want to see you. I want to touch you. I want to experience your glory in a new way. Let your spirit come down. Yeah. Mandarabasi kete rebo shandarabasi kete. Have your way to everyone listening right now, Father. Have your way in their lives.
Romans 8 verse 9 says,
however, you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he does not belong to you. 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 But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to you. I want to belong to you, God. I want to belong to you, God. I want to belong to you, God. So I ask your spirit to dwell in me. I don't want to be in the flesh, but I want to be in the spirit. Because in the spirit, because in the spirit, everything is made clear. Everything is made clear. Everything is in order. Because you, oh God, are not a God of confusion.
Romans 8 verse 15 says,
for you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba Father. Abba Father.
Will you cry out,
Abba Father, Abba Father. Mandarabase keterebo shakatarabasi terebo shakatarebo shakatarebo. I reject the spirit of slavery. I no longer live in fear, but I have received the spirit of the adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba Father. Abba Father, Abba Father, Abba Father. Lord, give me you, for everything else can wait. Lord, give me you, I hope I'm not late. Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord.
God has sent forth the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba Father.
Will you cry out? Will you cry out, Abba Father? Yeah, 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 yeah. Manarabase ke terebo shaka tarabase nderededededededeshanda. Mike terebo shaka.
So Lord, our prayer has been, be with us today and each day as we face an unknown future. We thank you that you have promised in your word that you will instruct us and teach us in the way that we should go and guide us with your eye. Thank you for your promises of guidance and comfort. Lord, lead us in the way that is best for us. And when we are facing circumstances that seems to be bleak and scary, please help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, knowing that you are the way. The only way that we need to be kept in your love. Father, we thank you that we have nothing to fear In Jesus' name, amen. So if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. Why not go ahead and hit me up on Instagram at JC May and let me know that you are listening in for the first time. The biggest thing happening here on Heart of Worship is our first worship service, which is called The Call, and that is taking place next week, Friday. Streaming tickets are still available if you would like to be a part of it on my Instagram page at JC May. But we are expectant. 2 Chronicles 5 verse 14 is our expectation. We are expecting His cloud of glory to come into that place, into the tabernacle next week. And so I'm excited to be worshiping with you all next week. But with all that said, I will see you on Monday. May flowers line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Family, keep me in your prayers. I will see you next week. Take care. Have an amazing weekend. I love you. Bye.